Good morning, family. First, meet you speaking. I'm going to help you.
Hi, yes. My name is Cassandra. I'm calling from Amcor Care in regards to Michael Knight.
Yes.
I was calling because I did an assessment for him yesterday, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but he was recently discharged from the hospital.
Miss Caregiver, she didn't notify me at all, and I just talked to her the other day.
Yeah, and it's so unfortunate because it was from November 15, and after the hospital, he went into rehab and was recently discharged. I believe the date was the 10th of February or the 11th. Let me just double
So
check.
he went in November 15th,
Yes, and
and came out of rehab.
he came out of rehab. Let me just double check when exactly. Because I know it was last week, but I want to give you the exact date. Me 1 second. I think it was the 11th of February. I can't find it right now where in my notes, but I believe it was or the 12th of February. Actually, let me go to the discharge papers that he provided. Okay, the scheduled discharge date was for the 10th. I'm sorry. February 10th, 2026.
Is when he came out of the rehab, right?
Correct, correct. So he was inpatient at first he was at Lankinol on the 15th. And then I did receive another notification after that, that he was admitted to Penn Presbyterian on the 16th. And then
Can you
let me
spell
see if I
what was it, Penn? What?
Presbyterian, Presbyterian.
And that was the rehab, right?
No, the rehab was after that. Let me see if I have the exact date he was there. Okay, yes. He was there up until he got admitted to the rehab on 11/28/2025. And that the rehab was called Saunders Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Saunders. So the hospital was Penn Presbyterian.
Yes, that was the longer stay. But he was originally at Lankinol and then admitted to Penn Presbyterian after.
But it was all on the same day, November 15th.
The 15th was Lankinol, and then the notification for Penn Presbyterian was the 16th.
And then he went to the rehab on 11/28.
Yes.
And then the discharge was February 10th.
Yes.
I have a question. Michael, can he speak for himself?
He can, but it's a little hard to understand. He has an accent, but you could definitely talk to him. It just, you probably would ask for him to repeat. And then also because of his breathing, it makes it a little hard for him to get what he needs to get out. So the breathing makes it a little hard, and especially after this hospitalization, like the aspiration, so it kind of is hard for him to
Everybody
talk, but
can't
he can
talk.
talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
now
I
what
get why
was
you're asking because Miss Iris.
Yeah. Yeah, she always speaks, on his behalf, but
That's
it's
the
been
number
like
I
that since
have
I've
for
had the
him.
case.
Yeah,
Yeah.
same. same thing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call and the information because Iris did not tell me anything about it.
Okay, no problem. Now, would you be making a incident report in regards to that, or
like you mean like an EIM,
or
yes, the caregiver
yes.
not informing us an EIM?
Yeah.
We have someone here that does them, so
that
I
does that. Okay.
Her. Yes.
Okay, no problem. Well, if you have any questions, you can definitely call. I'm not sure yet. My supervisor, she is going to inform me if we need to or how we would, document it. So I'm just waiting for her to let me know what the next steps are. But she did want me to, because my supervisor looked and she saw that there was possibly, she just clocked in for the whole duration. So.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. That's gonna be a
that's
big
unfortunate.
Problem.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, so do you still want us to do the EIM?
I mean, it's up to whatever you guys do. Regardless
okay.
of what we would probably still need to do. I'm not sure where we're going next with it, but. I guess it's up to what you guys' protocols are.
And what was
your name? I'm sorry?
What was your name again?
Oh, it's Cassandra.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good number for you, right?
Well, only because it's the main line. I wouldn't say it's the best. I do have an extension. So you can take this number down because I think sometimes my main line doesn't give me the calls. It comes up as a missed call. So this number is a good number, but I have an extension. It's 330.
330. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.